I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Strike three call. A slider up and in. Lowe thought the pitch was inside. Jim Wolf didn't. And the ball game's over. The Rays have won it 1-0. Striking out 17 Ranger hitters.
Well, you heard it there from the Hall of Famer, Eric Nadell. 17 Ks later, the Rangers shut out for the third time in the young season. 1-0, the final in Tampa Bay last night. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back into the Cowboys. Quality or quantity? What should be the strategy for this upcoming NFL draft? Here in your home of the Rangers, home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Lord Choppy with the nosebleed seats. Myself, Zach Wolchuk, and Eric Chiafalo. And we're joined now by our Rangers insider, your pre- and post-game show host, the one and only Jared Sandler. Encourage you to go to the fan cam if you're not already. 1053thefan.com/fancam, twitch.tv/DallasFanCam, because Jared, is that like a little man bun on the top of your head? What are we rocking with here today?
Well, let's see. Troy's a girl dad, so maybe he can tell me what this is called. I don't know. I did a bike ride, and I don't like my hair in my face. So
yeah, it's a top knot.
A top knot. Okay, there you go. A top knot.
I like it.
Very looks good.
Yeah, I'm pretty horrible at it. If you like see the back, my hair's all over the place. So I don't think I capture the hair in the knot at a very efficient rate.
If I just looked at you, I would think you were a soccer player.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I do come from a soccer family. I was not a tremendous soccer player, but my offensive efficiency rating with my hair is pretty low.
Very nice. Right. When is the missus going to mandate that the hair goes back to normal? It's got to be coming sooner or later, no?
RJ, what was DiMaggio's hit streak? 56 straight games.
Uh huh.
I think we're on like 560 straight days of her asking me about it. So it's pretty impressive on her end. I mean, she does not drop it, as most wives will tend to not do in these situations. So, but I do think a haircut is coming in the future.
Didn't you have a family photo that you were supposed to get it cut for? Did that already come and go?
Yeah, that was like back in June. That was like 10 months ago.
Man, it's all running together. I don't even remember what's happened in the last 10 months. Holy cow. Jared, I do remember what happened last night. A little scary scene there with Guzzi. Any update on what's happening with him?
No, unfortunately, there's no update yet. We'll get one today. You know, the baseball day, if you will, hasn't started. You know, typically we get this news when the team gets to the clubhouse and we begin our media availability, unless, of course, you know, one of the beat writers gets word before. Didn't look good, you know, wasn't able to put weight on his right knee, and hopefully it's not the worst. You know, people were throwing out that three-letter acronym that is a 6 to 9 month recovery, and I don't even want to say it, but you know, that's I guess a possibility. Hopefully it's something less. I will say this, guys, and then, you know, I saw people yesterday on Twitter saying, you know, the Rangers are dumb for putting Guzzi in the outfield. Let's make sure to clear something up here. Ronald Guzman's not a Texas Ranger if he is not able to play the outfield. They would not have kept him on the roster, especially the three-man bench, if all he could do was play first base, and he's a left-handed hitter just like the starting first baseman, Nate Lowe. The other thing is, Guzzi's playing the outfield on his own volition. He went to the Rangers and kind of saw that, hey, they had acquired Nate Lowe. They had traded for Nate Lowe, so it wasn't like they were probably just going to push Nate Lowe aside to let Guzzi play first base some more. He understood that, you know, I'm out of options. I want to be here. If I'm going to stay on this roster, I can try and beat out Nate Lowe, but the odds are stacked against me. I got to do something else. So I feel terribly for Ronald Guzman. That this is not anything against that, but it's not like he was forced to play the outfield. He wanted to. It was his idea to help his value and help his versatility. And it's just a tough break. But, you know, I think in any sports, a guy adding value or versatility adds to his value. And that's all that Ronald Guzman was trying to do, especially because if he didn't, he probably would be finding his way to a different organization a couple weeks ago.
Jared Sandler with us here on 105.3 The Fan. Jared, I saw you tweeting about Izzy's exit velo and the improvements he's made from that standpoint. I was curious kind of what it's been attributed to that, and then also what has been the early returns on him at shortstop.
Yeah, so shortstop, you know, he's really good with the glove. Does he have an elite shortstop's arm? No, he doesn't. But he makes up for it because he's got great footwork and a quick release. He's been really good at short. It's the best defense they've gotten from the shortstop position in quite some time. Offensively, you know, he's talked about not playing third base and not feeling like he's got a slug like a third baseman. And I get why these things come about. I don't like the idea that you play a certain position, so you've got to fit into a certain prototype offensively. The reality is there are certain positions where, you know, you tend to get more offense from or more speed or more power or whatever. And Izzy felt like as a third baseman, he needed a hit for power. And he said it got him off his game. And ironically, now that he's not putting that pressure on himself, he is hitting for more power. He's driving the ball better than ever before. You know, there's some mechanical things he's done. He's closed off his stance. He used to be wide open. Now it's an even stance. You know, he spent that offseason with the AXE program. And, you know, I think that's helped him get his hands through the zone. I just think that he's a stronger hitter. And the other thing he's talked about is, and I think this is something that is becoming more and more common in terms of the train of thought around the league, is he's so good at putting the ball in play. He's so good at making contact that it's a strength, but at times it's a detriment because any contact isn't good contact. You know, when you're up in the count 2-1 and you hit a little weak ground ball, to short, that's not good. And he's becoming more selective at the strikes he's swinging at based on the count. And I think that's allowing him to put himself in more favorable spots to drive the ball and have the success he's had so far this year.
Rangers insider Jared Sandler joining us here 105 through the Fan. Was the plan just 70 or so pitches for Dunning? Is that what the plan was going in?
Yeah, I think that you know, somewhere in that ballpark in four innings was the plan. And here's why. And listen, I'm as excited as the next guy to see young guys succeed and want to see them succeed in a way that mirrors what it would look like if the Rangers were contending for a playoff spot. And that's letting guys go a little longer. But the reality is, first of all, they're not. That's not the primary goal of this year. Don't tell the players that. But from a coaching and front office standpoint, that's the reality. And so for a guy who missed all of 2019 because of an arm injury, barely pitched last year, there's no victory in letting him go six innings on April 12th at the possible expense of some sort of an injury. They have him on an innings limit this year, as they do several of the other young pitchers. And a lot of people believe the experience is way more valuable when you are active and available from April through the end of the season, as opposed to letting him go six, seven innings now, but then having to shut him down in July. And thus, you know, he doesn't get that experience of pitching the final 2 months of the season. The other thing is, and this might sound silly to some people, but his next start is going to come on 4 days rest for the first time this year. And so they just want to be cautious. And you know, if the Rangers were in a different competitive situation, then their approach would be way different. But the reality is they're not. And so they're playing it safe with these young guys because there's no reason to – you know, run the risk of anything in 2021.
I get that. I get, and I guess my question is also, you know, when you do that and you'll limit a guy to maybe four innings, you know, the chances of them pitching in a pressure moment in four innings are probably slim. you know, and having to get out of multiple jams. And there is a learned skill to that. I mean, do they is that kind of the byproduct and the downside of not going deeper into games is that you just don't get that same experience of being able to work through your own troubles?
Yeah, so a couple of things. One, I do think that he'll get the experience of going beyond four innings. You know, I think you'll see him when he's pitching efficiently get to six innings at times this year. But you're totally right. And I think that's one advantage if you're going to have that piggyback setup. They can always flip it, right? You know, Taylor Hearn yesterday got that experience of pitching the fifth, sixth, and seventh in a tie game. You know, he ultimately gave up a run over three innings. Unfortunately, that run was the only run scored in the entire game. But you could easily, in a month and a half, flip those two and say, Dane, we want you to pitch innings, you know, five, six, seven, or six, seven, eight, or whatever, if they felt like that was a valuable experience and something that was necessary for them.
Jared, some other Rangers injury updates. Bad news on Jonathan Hernandez. That was a bummer with the Tommy John. Any other updates with Willie or Sam Huff or anyone else that right now is not quite? Chris Davis, you know, what's going on with him?
Yeah, so let's start with Matt Bush, flexor tendon strain. He's going to miss a minimum of 3 months, it seems like. And, you know, with his injury history, you know, I think 3 months would be, you know, really optimistic. Josh Young will return to game action at the minor league levels in late May, early June. So that probably means his ascent to the big leagues, maybe late July, early August, as long as he, you know, performs well. Chris Davis is 2 weeks away from being 2 weeks away. He's 2 weeks away from baseball activity, and then he's probably got another 2 weeks after that.
Okay.
Sam Huff is continuing his rehab, and then Willie Calhoun should be an option for the Rangers this weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.